fucking yikes. Okay, like that was fine.
No, I mean it was not a good. It was not a good debate for Fetterman. And I mean his campaign knew that. Like they basically like were trying to expectation set before this. So like, yeah, this isn't his fucking MO.
It's. I hate to say this because this is the elephant in the room, right? Which is he suffers severely in the debate environment. One, I mean, he's like slightly an awkward guy anyway, but because of the stroke, like he, yes. I saw people in the chat.
But to be fair, I saw a lot of the Democratic primary debate between him and Kenyon Walker and I can't remember, and Connor Lamb. And
he's not a great debater anyway.
Even pre-stroke, like this, like debating is not his forte. For
no,
sure.
It's not. So I saw people in the chat who were supporters of Oz, like kind of making fun, like, oh, he said, like making fun of him. Like, dude, he had a stroke. Like,
yeah.
Like, if that's your argument against him, it's not a very good one. Like, you can disagree with his policies and stuff like that. It's like when Republicans make fun of like Joe Biden stumbling. Yeah, he has a speech impediment.
Yeah.
But like, again, if that's your best argument, you should probably come up with better policies.
Meanwhile, those same people are actively voting for a presidential candidate who fucking has dementia, basically.
Yes, who's a fucking maniac, right? Like, yeah, come on, dude,
and fucking talks like it. So,
right,
yeah, miss me with that shit. But no, like it was not a good performance for Fetterman.
No,
and Dr. Oz didn't have shit to talk about for policy, as you know, as you expect. But he came off really well. Like yeah,
off a little bit more polished. Well, a lot.
Yeah, I think Oz's mission was to get anyone who is not a Republican voter, or maybe is a Republican voter and like is like fucking Mastery. I'm going to crazy. Like basically to take all those people that were that were nervous about voting for John Fetterman. And to convince and to basically give them permission to vote for
to do a split him. Ticket,
which I think he did. Honestly, like if people are gonna base their voting decision off of this debate performance, I think that he opened the door for a lot of folks,
right,
to cast a ballot for him.
And look, I hope it is clear to people, and generally that's not the way it goes. But I would hope people would look at policy over just the sort of flash and bang kind of bits of politics. Mm-hmm. But as we know, a lot of people are just like, I don't pay attention to any policies. I watch a debate. I like that guy. I don't like that guy. That's it, right?
Well, and not only that, but I again, my whole thing was I think Fetterman's opportunity tonight was to be able to, like, Dr. Oz is going to have nothing but rhetoric. Like, we knew that because the Republicans don't have a fucking policy platform going on. So your big thing is, like, you need to be able to speak to the policies and what you're going to do for working Americans. And I don't think he did that very effectively. No. I think that's where he missed the most and had the most opportunity if he had taken advantage of it.
Right. And look, I think Fetterman's big issue, besides like just not coming off polished, I think his big issue is like he didn't have an answer for and it could just be like his reaction time is much slower, right? But he didn't have an answer for like the fracking issue. Like you said you never supported it, but now you say you do, right? Like I feel like his campaign kind of screwed up in not preparing him to be able to like he should be able to pivot off of that and be like, well, actually, here's the context of why I said that. And like, maybe technology has changed. Maybe things have changed. I don't know what the answer is. Or you just have to, sometimes in politics, sometimes, and it's a crazy idea, you have to be honest and just say, you know what? That was my stance. And then I talked to people around the state and it turns out I was missing a lot of this. And I listened to these people and I changed my stance. Now, that's disastrous when you talk about like, from a climate change perspective and an environmental perspective and things like that. But at least it might work for some people to go, the guy was wrong, but at least he's honest. Like, he listened. And then you can pivot from that, right? From a politics perspective and say, look, I was wrong. I listened to people. They changed my mind. That's what a politician should do. They should listen to the constituents. And if their mind has changed, their mind has changed, right? And you can move on an issue. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad play. And that's probably where I would have played it. I don't think I would have just been like, I don't have an answer because that could just be his memory. It could be reaction time, but I could see to a casual viewer of this, be like, that guy just didn't have an answer for that. And that makes the worst thing a politician can be is like wishy-washy, right? Like that is the absolute worst thing they can do. Lying is fine. going like you can objectively lie about things that people are like, I know that's not correct. The moon is in fact not made of cheese. But if you said the moon was made of rocks and then of spare ribs the next day, you're fucked, right? Like if they got those clips, you're fucked. Like that's the worst thing. So for him, that was a disaster. Look, Oz is good on, like, Oz is going to be good because he's a TV guy, right? Like that. Yeah. That's where he's going
to
be.
Like I said, I just found it amusing how many established Republican policy positions
he's super against.
Actively spoke against, which again, I don't think is going to hold into office if he
no way, election, dude. But, he's now for, like, I loved his pivot. It was hilarious. Like, no, I don't support a $15 minimum wage. I think the wages should be much higher. Okay. And I think, you know, with fracking and all the unleashing our energy, it has gotten that. Then why is it still $7? Like if what you say is true. And see, this to me is what happens when you don't have somebody who's like quick and fast on it. Because like, again, can we just drop ship Tim Ryan into these debates for people? Like just tag team in? Because it's like, that's a moment where you'd have been like, okay, I take what you said, but if it is working, then why is the minimum wage so low? Why aren't the wages as high as they are? You're promising
or just like how is expanding fracking going to help the fucking kid working at a Dairy Queen in North Pennsylvania?
Right. How does it help
rural PA?
Right. How does that help a nurse in rural PA? It doesn't. Right. Like you could say, oh, sure, people in that industry might make more money, and that's a good thing, right? And that's a low level bonus to the economy. But like if you increase everyone's minimum wage, like if we all understand economics 101, right? Like then that helps everybody. Like this idea of like no one can afford, companies can't afford $15 minimum wage. Look, it could be tough for a small company. That's true. But that's why maybe you don't change it all on day one. You can like
how about radical economic policy? How about you help subsidize some of the smaller companies and subsidize some of the wages of the smaller companies.
Yeah, give them a couple
by taxing larger corporations who have the fucking money to burn.
Right. Like you can increase your tax base. So like this idea of, oh, this won't work. Like it hasn't worked anywhere. Like, but it has. Like they've raised they've raised the minimum wage to 15 in other states. And guess what? Those states didn't collapse. Like they were fine.
They fucking prospered. Like again, when you get people that aren't used to having disposable income, they're not fucking CEOs that are sitting on it and hoarding it and fucking passing it down generationally. They go spend it. Like
that's what people do.
That just drives the economy further.
I mean, look, if you don't believe that's true, you can look at when Trump sent out checks to people. The reason why they do that isn't so people can take that $600 and put it in their bank account and never touch it. It was, I'm going to go buy a PlayStation. And that boosts the economy, dude. That money goes into the economy. It gets spent at small businesses, whether you run a pizzeria or something like that. People go and buy that you know, pizza on a Friday night that they would normally buy because now they got $600 in their pocket. Or now they're making twice what they made before at their minimum wage job. Then all of a sudden they have money to spend on things, thus lifting the economy. This is Econ 101. This is not difficult.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Like you can literally look at American economic history. When you put right wing fucking economic policies in place, it causes recessions. And when you put left wing economic policies in place, the economy grows. Like it's literally fucking there in black and white.
Right. Like I don't understand these arguments that, again, when you're a politician, you're allowed to just objectively lie about things that are objective facts. Like no, dude, like the states that have a $15 minimum wage are doing fine. Like they're doing totally fine. California is not. Is California financially suffering? No, it isn't. Like it's not. Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland is going up to $15 where we are, is going up to $15 in 2025, right? Like minimum wage in 2022 right now in Maryland is $12.50. They're like, you could even say, look, if you even said, look, I don't support changing it overnight, right? Like minimum wage in Pennsylvania overnight is $15. Okay, I can even understand that argument. But I don't understand, like, okay, at next year, we're going to put it to $10. And then in 2 years or a year, we're going to put it to $12.50, and then after that, the third year, we go to $15. I can understand that.
And you have to do it that way, because to raise it overnight shocks the economy to a degree that's disruptive. Like you have to progressively do it.
So. Right. So New Jersey is by 2024 is going to $15. Right now it's $13. Rhode Island, they're going to $15 an hour by 2025. Right now they're at $12.25. Virginia, like same thing, right? So it's this idea that you can't do it, it's impossible, is simply not true.
Well, what's funny is that we talk all the time about like Republicans shooting their own voters in the face. People in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia don't have to fucking worry about this shit. Like, trust me, their cities will take care of that. Like, they will make sure that the minimum wage in Philly and the minimum wage in Pittsburgh is closer to $15. It's the people out in fucking rural PA that are going to get screwed in all this.
Exactly. The voters who vote predominantly for Republicans. Why would you support these guys who are just like, because like, it's weird. It's a very weird thing that somehow rural voters or Republican voters, because not all Republican voters are rural, obviously, but like that they're convinced, they are tricked into believing this bullshit of like, no, you should suffer. Like suffering is good, right? Like that makes a real man out of you, a real woman out of you. Why? Why do you have to suffer at like making $7.50 an hour where you're doing this job that you're working your ass off? Why don't you deserve $12.50? Why don't you deserve $15? Well, because like that's a handout. It's not a handout. You have a minimum wage job. It is look, a minimum wage, if you really want to know what the definition of a minimum wage is, your job would pay you less if they could, but the government says you can't fuck people over worse than you're fucking them right now. So anybody arguing that it shouldn't be higher, you're basically, or like get rid of the minimum wage, because that's basically Oz's point, by the way, right? That's the that's the undercover point of what he's saying. Oh, I think it should be way higher. We shouldn't need a federal mandate. Yeah. So you really think companies that could exploit workers and pay them less than $7.50 wouldn't? Yes, they would.
I will say I am super amused by the simultaneous idea that's able to be held by Republicans where inflation is out of control, but let's let the market fix it. The market's why inflation's out of control, you fucking idiots.
Right. But and also, you know, Joe Biden, inflation, I can't believe what they're doing in D.C. Hey, have you looked at what the inflation rate is around the world? In Turkey and Greece, it's over 80%. There is a global inflation issue going on. It has everything to do with us still sort of kind of being in a pandemic. Like it has a lot to do with that. We're at 8.2% as of like yesterday.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That, like we're doing better than everywhere else in the world.
I think that puts us like around like the 100th highest inflation rate currently.
There are 100 countries that have higher inflation rates around the world. Is Joe Biden and the Democrats, are they in charge of all of those?
Yes, Jay. Yes.
the secret fucking deep state cabal.
The Democrats have their spidery hands all over the world's economy to drive inflation everywhere.
I always knew it.
Due to our policies.
Crafty John Fetterman cranking the inflation rate in Greece to 80%.
Joe Biden literally made Liz Truss crater the pound in England to get her out of prime ministership after 8 weeks.
I really think she's got a Trump, Margaret Thatcher style. Quit. Man, what the fuck, man? It's because Republicans don't understand the economics. They don't. Or they do, but they know their constituency won't take the time to actually call them out on the bullshit that they push. So, like, yeah, like, all that shit Oz is saying about like we need, you know, higher minimum wage just or a higher wages for everybody. Understand that the underlying point there is there should be no minimum wage. That's what his real point is. It's the same thing with Andrew Yang. Oh, I think we should have universal basic income. Oh, by the way, I also think we should get rid of the minimum wage. Oh, interesting. Interesting. How would that work? Yeah. One is going to eat itself, right? It's a useless fucking policy if you don't have a floor. Right. It's like, here's $1,000 a month. Cool. My job is now paying me $2.50.
So, right. Because you're already getting $1,000 a month from the government.
Well, so then you're done.
You don't need to get paid.
Right. Yeah. So, miss me with that bullshit. Look, I think Oz did a pretty good job, like you said, of making a compelling argument to be like, hey, man, if you want to do a split ticket, with a Democrat as as governor and me as your senator, I think that's cool. Like, look, man, I support kind of stuff you like, right? Like, I'm cool with it. Even though, like you said, once he, if he were to get into office in this, in the Senate, he would do none of those things. He would support
He would just vote. He would vote lockstep. He would do what McCain gets to do, or he'd probably do what like people like Murkowski and Collins get to do. Like, he would vote lockstep when it matters, and then they would give him like his fucking like show vote when it doesn't.
Yeah, matter, it's pet project essentially. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can go out there and vote against this just to look good, just to look like a moderate. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, look, again, I thought he looked polished, but I think the one thing that could turn people off is like, you know, your hoodie sweatshirt Pennsylvanians, if you will, who I think, you know, really like Fetterman. I think the thing that they The thing that will turn them off about Oz is that he's overly polished and he doesn't feel real. He doesn't feel real. Like he feels like a guy, quite literally, he feels like a carpetbagger coming in to be like, hey, Pennsylvania, yeah, cool state you got here, right? It's like, you don't fucking live here, dude. Like, you don't, man. Like, you're,
well, and again, that's the ingredient that he's missing that, you know, Trump, for all of his fucking woes, definitely has. Like, he definitely does not come off like a guy who's like a multimillionaire. In any way, shape, or form, he comes off like a dullard who can who can speak down to people,
right?
Speak and on, you know, speak on people's lower level. So,
yeah, Oz feels incredibly disconnected, like super disconnected. And again, I wish Fetterman had the fast timing on some of that stuff, because some of that stuff that Oz said could have been just hammered down. Like, I would have called out his carpetbagging like a lot. Like that, like, to me, that is an argument that you could make that is inescapable. Like, okay, you say you love the state. You're not, again, much like Walker, you're not even fucking from here. You're not, dude. Yeah. You're pretending you care about these people. Like, Fetterman had the line a couple times of, I'm here to like help Pennsylvania, not to use Pennsylvania. That's a good line, but it wasn't delivered with like the level of oomph, for obvious reasons. Like, because that's his point. It's like, yo, I'm not just trying to like jumpstart whatever fake political career I'm working on here. I'm actually here to help people. I have a history of helping people in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. You just got here. Like, you don't even know what grocery store we go to, dude. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I would have landed a couple more blows. So I agree with you. It was not a good debate for Fetterman at all. Mm-hmm. But I do think if you like John Fetterman and you realize what's going on with him, I think you're not changing your mind. I think if you like Dr. Oz, I don't think you're changing your mind. I think if you were on the fence about Oz and whether or not he could seem political and stuff, I think he might have won some people over. But I also think, you know, there was a couple of articles that came out today about like how some Pennsylvanians who have suffered strokes or some disability are starting to see themselves in Fetterman. Like, I think that's going to ring very true when people watch that debate and go, yeah, man, like my uncle went through that, or I went through that. Like, saying like, oh, sorry, I had to explain it to you and stuff like that. That feels like you're talking down to somebody in a bad way. And look, I know Oz probably meant it to be a dig, but it might come off even worse for him. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But I think it's going to be a tight race. I don't think this is going to be a
win. Well, I think it was always going to be a tight race. And I think that this was always going to be a tighter race than the gubernatorial race was going to be.
That's going to be a walk away.
It's not looking good. And so again, that was, like we mentioned up front, like that kind of was Oz's mission, is to find as many, you know, split ticket voters as he can. And I think that this goes a long way to doing that. Honestly, I do. Like I said, I think he won the debate from a performance standpoint going away. Like, it's unequivocal.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't even think I agree with you. I don't think it's even an argument, but, look, if you're thinking about voting for Dr. Oz and you're like, actually want to help Pennsylvania, I wouldn't do that. Like, I wouldn't do that. Because, like, whatever he says that makes it sound nice and reasonable, he will vote in lockstep with some of the most hardcore right-wingers in the country. Like, 100%. Look, he's not as bad as Doug Mastriano, who is a fucking lunatic. But, like, he's not great either. Like, that. Like, don't mistake those two guys. Like, either there's Doug Mastriano or John Fetterman. Like, no, there are other options, right? And, like, I think... I think Oz is going to be way more standard Republican bullshit than some like John McCain style, like Maverick, who wasn't really that much of a Maverick anyway. Right. So, but I think people have that idea that he was, and look, good on Oz to try to pivot to that. Like it was clever, but I think anybody paying attention to the shit that he says and supports, like if you really get past the sort of shallowness of what he was saying, you can kind of pick up on it, right? Like this idea of like, would you, you know, his point on abortion, right? And he's like, well, I just think it shouldn't be a federal thing. Okay, but what is your actual fucking stance, dude? Like, okay, you think the state should be the one to regulate that. That's still a problem. And again, Fetterman wasn't able to like latch on and hit him on that because it's like, cool, you think, I'm glad you don't think the federal government should do it. I don't give a shit because that's still irrelevant because you're still putting a politician in the room between a woman and her doctor. Like, that's the problem. It's not it, like, I don't know why Republicans think that's somehow better. It isn't. Mm-hmm. They want politicians out of the decision, not just federal level politicians. It doesn't matter. And it's like, well, I don't want a federal mandate. Okay, but if the federal mandate is to give women body autonomy, that's hardly the same as the federal government coming in and saying you can only have an abortion up to this many weeks. That's not the same thing. Those two things are not equal. And if you think they're equal, your brain needs a couple of wrinkles in it, dude. Like they're fucking not equal. Like they're just simply not equal. I don't understand why people make shitty arguments like that. But I don't know, man. People are real TV folks, and I'm really hoping that people pay more attention to the things that are said and the things that are not said on purpose.
Ah, Jay, you were giving the average voter way too much.
I'm saying I hope. I don't think people pay attention to context of shit. Like, and I think that's why Oz talks in the way that he does. Look, he's a fucking salesman. Oh, I'm a surgeon. Nah, dude, in the last like heavy parts of your career, you're a salesman. You sell a bunch of bullshit, and like you're good at it. You're good at it, and you're selling a bunch of bullshit tonight. So we'll see, man. We'll see. Any final words before we get done here?
No, I mean the debate at least was a little bit more substantive than the Georgia debate was for sure. Like because you at least, I mean, Fetterman, you know, could not, you know, string a sentence together really well, but at least he was trying to talk about like real policy shit instead of just whatever gobbledygook that was coming out of Herschel Walker's mouth.
So. That is correct. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Somehow Fetterman, even post-stroke, more coherent than Herschel Walker. Like,
that's easily. Not a surprise at all.
Easily. All right. So I'm going to actually end this stream, and we're just going to do our show normally. I'll just release it per usual. All right. So that's it for our debate coverage and post-debate for the Pennsylvania Senate race between John Fetterman and Dr. Oz, aka Tyson Fury versus Dr. Nick Riviera. all right, guys. We will see you guys next time.
See ya.